Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Before we get started, I have to say this podcast would not have happened had it not been for Anchor. If you're a member of my Patreon and watched my video series 1 week to air, you would know just how stressful the week leading up to the premiere was, and Anchor saved my life. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And if you're like me and your editing skills are almost non-existent, this was huge. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm. Podcast is also brought to you by Green Regimen. Guys, you have to try their plant-based protein powder. It's amazing. So I'm not vegan, but I'm lactose intolerant, and I've tried a bunch of vegan powder. It's all gross to me. The beef-based kind aren't that much better, but this stuff is legit. My favorite combination is to add a scoop of their chocolate protein powder to PB Fit and a half cup of oats. It's like peanut butter cup cereal. It's amazing. I have it every single day. So go to my show notes, click on the link at checkout, put the promo code Noah. Yeah, shocker, it's my name. Put Noah for 10% off. There's free shipping for qualified orders. Do it, you won't regret it. Now let's get to the show. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. I am your host, Noah Kinsey, and this is the podcast that humanizes people. So before we get going, I want to give a shout out to Cody Yaw and Tracy Hughes. They are two Patreon members that are just fantastic. So thank you guys for the support. People, definitely go check out my Patreon. The link is in the show notes. A lot of good stuff. Cody Yaw just got his Coffee Time Podcast mug in the mail. Very cool. So he sent a picture of that to me, all excited. So there's plenty of opportunities for merchandise, behind the scenes content. Some of the podcasts have the raw unedited video that you can only get on Patreon. Also want to give a shout out to Michael Kinsey, no relation, but he is like a brother to me. He is my editor. He makes these shows sound better than they would be if he was not the editor. So thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you. Now on this podcast, we have Duke Bennett back, one of my favorite humans in the world. He has his podcast, Duke Loves Wrestling, along with some other endeavors that will also be in the show notes. So definitely check that out. So he recently listened to my previous episode about the cancel culture and just my question that, you know, you can make it rhetorical or I would love to hear your thoughts on it, where I asked, what are people who want others canceled? What's the end game? Because it seemed to me that even when people admit that they were wrong and show growth, there seems to be, might not be the majority, but at least the loudest group asking for these people to stay canceled and criticizing every word or comment they made or didn't make. And he listened to the episode and we spoke about it. And, you know, he had a lot of thoughts and I really appreciate our conversation. So I asked him to be on the show for us to have that discussion. If you've listened to other podcasts, you will hear me quote some people who had some feedback from that in other episodes. So I love hearing from you guys. But with Duke, he definitely had a lot to say and a lot of great stuff. So I really look forward to you listening to this episode. So without further ado, Duke Bennett on Cancel Culture. All right. Well, we have one of my favorite people back in the hot seat as a guest on my show, Duke Bennett. So welcome back, good sir.
Always a pleasure, my brother. You know, one of my very dear friends and someone that, like I said, is a great, great thought partner, someone I love to collaborate with, Noah Kinsey. And I got to apologize to you, Noah. I didn't shave. You know, I didn't get my beard lined up today because I've been running around since, you know, 3 a.m, you know, putting out fires all over the place. So I apologize. I didn't want to, you're always so handsome and so put together on this show. I wanted to, I didn't want to come here looking crazy. So, you know, you have to forgive me. I'll show my face the next time. Don't worry.
Come on, man. You know, you're always man pretty. But anyway, so the reason for today's, you coming on this show is you listened to my episode recently on cancel culture and asking the question, what do people want from it? And basically, if you haven't listened to the episode, go back, listen to it. I think it's, if nothing else, it's a great rhetorical question for people who tend to be angry and just want to just go all pitchforks and torches on people without there seeming to be an end game to it. Because even if these people come out and apologize, say they've learned, there's still this sentiment of either it's not enough, or they said things wrong, or they forgot to. I mean, it's all this frustration that they're not apologizing or doing what these people want. And I guess my big question is, what is it that you want? And the examples I gave that were recent at the time of recording was when Whoopi Goldberg made the terrible statement that the Holocaust wasn't about race. Very wrong, but she apologized the next day. She still was suspended for a couple weeks from The View. Not sure if she's back yet, or I'm assuming she'll be back by the time you hear this podcast. And also with James Franco coming out 4 years later after the allegations of his being inappropriate at his own actor studio with some of the female students, and just expressing remorse, regret, learning, all that stuff. He seemed to say the right things. I don't know if it was genuine or not. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, even though, like I say in the podcast, years ago, I completely wrote him off because he was just exhibiting gross behavior at the time, which now he's coming out saying he did. So, and he agrees that it was shameful and gross behavior. But people just saying, well, and just having so many different criticisms. Anyway, Duke listened to the show. We were talking about it as we usually have our offline discussions about topics. Because like you said, I thoroughly enjoy our conversations and respect your mind. You're a brilliant guy. Love the way that you perceive things. And we just decided it would be great for us to have this conversation on the show. So, Duke, what were your thoughts? What were your reactions? Where do you stand on all of that?
Well, first of all, you know, Noah, what I really appreciate about you is that you are a thought-provoking person. You have your finger on the pulse, and you're not afraid to throw things out there that absolutely generate a response. And that's always cool, because the only way any of us are going to learn from one another is to be in a position where we have this give and take. We have this back and forth. We have forums where we can be honest with each other and share information, you know? So I commend you for that. I listened to the show because I'm a big fan of your show. So of course I listened. And it definitely brought up some thoughts for me. So let me just lay foundation down first and foremost. You and I, we joke around about the fact that I get canceled all the time. I mean, literally, all people do is cancel me like every other week. And it's not necessarily because I'm doing something so terrible. I'm just giving my opinion on things. And a lot of people take strong positions either for or against what I have to say. And ultimately, that can result in people saying, hey, you know, don't listen to this guy's show. Don't retweet him. Cancel him. And that's a very mild case. That's nothing crazy. You know, it lasts for a couple of hours. And then you have another wave of people say, nah, Duke's the man. Leave him alone. Whatever. That happens, right? So I poke fun of it because it's so silly. But what's not silly is that Whoopi Goldberg situation. That was a very real, and it touched a nerve, and it resulted in her almost losing her job entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the James Franco situation is another thing that there's nothing silly about that. That's a very serious topic here. So I want to make sure that I speak about them separately and bring it all home, because there is an overarching point that I want to make here. What the Whoopi Goldberg thing, and my impression of that is, here you have somebody who is speaking about something that she has no business speaking about definitively. I feel like one of the biggest mistakes that we make, especially those of us who have a platform, and those of us who people come to hear our take, whether they agree or disagree, they want to know what our thoughts are. We have a habit of speaking definitively about things. Whoopi Goldberg can't speak definitively about whether or not being Jewish is a race. That's way out of her wheelhouse, because whether she is of the Jewish faith or not, as a people, she's not Jewish. And I know that that sounds like, well, what do you mean? Listen, it's complicated, okay? I have had so many different Jewish scholars and you know, just the average guy on the street and everybody in between on my show tell us the truth. And we have discussed this very topic. When you say you're Jewish, is that a religion? Is that a race? Is a little bit of all the above? Like, what is it? And let me tell you something. You can ask 10 different people and you're going to get 10 different answers. I have never gotten a definitive, consistent answer across people. So you know what that tells me? It's complicated. And it's something that we can continue to pursue in order to try to understand, and something that we definitely should pursue to understand, because why is it complicated? What's going on here? Can we get some kind of consensus somehow, some way? But in the meantime, I'm not going to stand up on my platform and definitively say what is and what isn't Jewish. I'm not going to sit here and stand on my platform and say what the Holocaust was and wasn't about. It's complicated. And I think for Whoopi to expose herself in that way, you know, that's unfortunate. But that's what happens when you start believing your own hype, and when you start believing that you are all knowing on anything, especially something that is beyond who you are as a person. No one is going to tell me about the Black experience, especially being a Black man in America. It would be absolutely ridiculous for a white woman to sit here and express to you anything about being Black. It's ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't work. The same way I'm not going to sit here and tell you about the Latino experience. Who the hell am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's not me. So I think we have to keep it in mind. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have an opinion. That doesn't mean you can't pursue the truth. And that doesn't mean you can't express, based on what I've been told, based on the people that I know, this is how it was explained to me. I think if she would have thrown that in there, there wouldn't be a controversy. Not to the scale that it ended up being. You know, but again, you're speaking in absolutes as opposed to making it clear that this is your understanding based on the information that you sought out and based on who you spoke to and what have you. You know, we got to be clear. Stop speaking so definitively about things that you have no business speaking definitively about. So there's that aspect of it. With the James Franco thing, you really provoked my thoughts on this, Noah, because you said that, and I'm paraphrasing, please correct me if I'm wrong here. Initially, yeah, forget about that guy. He's no good. It's terrible what he did to his students. How dare you? What have you? Over time, he apologized and he went into some detail about his apology. And you appreciated the fact that he apologized. I mean, that in and of itself was a step that most people don't take. And that's part of the problem. And you felt that there was some sincerity within his apology, which is why you're open to forgiving him for what he did wrong. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially, is that what you said?
No. So, but I'm glad that you brought that up for us to have a conversation. I am not in a position to forgive him. I was not one of the women that he, even though it was consensual, there are power dynamics that I feel a lot of people miss out on. Even, you know, we have liberal friends who don't understand why, if it was consensual, why Jeff Zucker had to resign from CNN for dating a subordinate. And for having a consensual relationship that he kept under the rug, which, here's the deal. If it wasn't a big deal, then why did he keep it confidential for so long? But regardless, there are power dynamics involved. So it's not my place to forgive James Franco. That I am so glad you brought it up, because if you're thinking it, there's probably other people that would think that I'm saying I forgive him. I'm not in a position. He's not apologizing to me. I am saying I see this as a positive step for learning. And I feel there is this once a piece of shit, always a piece of shit mentality, or even like with politicians, if they change their stance on something, there's this, oh, they're contradicting themselves from something they said 15 years ago. And I always feel, why do we feel once you become an adult, you have to stop learning and have to stop being a better person? I hope I'm a better person. I mean, I hope I'm a better person the next day than I was the day before, but I hope that I have learned and become a better person over time and learn the error of my past ways. So thank you for asking, but no, I am not in a position to forgive him, but I feel optimistic that if he was sincere in this, moving forward, he could potentially be a better human, a better man, a better person within the industry than he was 4 years ago and before that.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up, because I'm of the same mind that when it comes to something so serious, and you know, with Franco, this is all that Me Too and what have you here, it's not for us to forgive him. That's beyond us, man. You know, it's he inflicted significant harm to a population of people. He took advantage of them. Mm-hmm. And on the surface, it's one way, but there's a lot more going on underneath that surface. You got people essentially acting out porn. And for people who may not necessarily have wanted to do that or believe that that's where their career was going, well, that's what happened. You know, we talk about the casting couch and different types of pay for play and what have you. There was a lot going on when you start reading some of these stories from his former students here, that's way above my head, man. You know, so I don't really care how remorseful he is or what have you. It's not for me to forgive. It's for me to pay attention. It's for me to learn from. It's for me to discuss and remind people of, well, this is why you got to keep yourself in check, man. You can't do things like that. But I don't forgive James Franco because I don't have the power to do that. And I'll take it a step further. And this is my issue with the whole notion of canceling someone and what it means. Well, what's the statute of limitations on canceling someone?
Yeah.
Like you said, if somebody makes a mistake and, you know, no matter how big or how small it is, how long are we supposed to hold this person accountable and punish them and shun them and what have you? Here's my take on that. I do believe that there can be a limit but it all centers around, what have you done to show that you've atoned for the mistake that you've made?
Yep.
Show me your wares. And I shouldn't even have to ask you. You should be walking around with it. Somebody else should be talking about it. Yeah, he messed up on there, but let me tell you what he's done since then. Now we're in a situation where you're not just saying that you learned from your mistake. You're not just saying that you get it. You actually have proven that you've learned from your mistake. You've proven that you've gotten it. And now it makes it easier for me to feel comfortable enough. Maybe I'm not in a position to forgive you, but I might be able to do business with you. Mm-hmm. Or I might be able, and when I say do business with you, I'm talking as simple as going to see the guy's movies.
Yeah.
Which is something I have not done. Even his past work since this thing has happened. I don't want to put a dime in his pocket.
Yeah.
You know, but if this guy has taken the steps and I can take a look at it and I can say on a personal level, well, you know, that's a lot of growth. Then on a personal level, maybe I will feel more comfortable patronizing he as a business entity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a lot of people want to skip steps and they want to get past things. Yeah, he made a mistake. You know, people can grow. Come on, man. People can, you know, I'm going to bring up another example. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, just like every other comedian over the past 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you name it, said a lot of homophobic and ridiculous things in his comments. Yes. Facts, right? And when it came time for him to host the Oscars, that opportunity was challenged and ultimately taken away from him because of his past comedy. Not because he did it, most of them did it, but it's because, well, you did it and you never atoned for it. So what's up with that, right?
Yeah,
and his response is, oh, please go ahead. Sorry.
No. Finish what you said, because I'll jump in here in a second.
Kevin's response to that was, people can change. And it's like, yeah, that's a good point. But brother, what have you done to atone? Where's the change? Don't tell me people can change. Don't tell me you have changed. Don't tell me your thinking has evolved. Show me what type of causes, as it relates to LGBTQ plus people, have you supported? How far have you gone? And I'm not talking about putting money. I'm talking about real sweat equity. Have you used your position, your platform, your ability to cultivate attention? And have you put it on a cause that directly impacts people within that community? And have you at least attempted to positively contribute to a solution? That's an example of showing your wares. But just saying, hey, man, people can change. And you know, all I can say is I've grown. And you know what? It's disingenuous. It's ridiculous. And it just proves that you don't get it. And I'm not just talking about Kevin Hart now. I'm bringing it back to everybody. If you don't have examples of your growth, then you haven't changed. And no, you don't deserve me to be able to just move past what you've done wrong. No, it doesn't work like that. Not for me. Okay. I'm a show and prove kind of guy. That's the standard that I hold myself to. That's the standard that I hold everybody to. And I believe that if we all were to do something like that, then we could genuinely get past the mistakes that we make in life. We could accept the fact that somebody has made a mistake, somebody is flawed, somebody had an opportunity to change and they actually did, because they did. You don't have to work so hard to understand where that change is. But if that hasn't happened, you can't skip those steps. We can't get to the point, well, give Kevin a break, man. It's been 10 years. No, I'm not giving you a break. You haven't changed, bro. You just said it. So that goes across the board, man. Don't skip the step of actually proving the change. And don't expect me to just move past that part. A lot of people want to do that. A lot, like, hey, man, you know, I know he called you the N-word, but, you know, come on, man, that was 5 years ago. What's the big deal? No, it's a big deal to me. I'm sorry. He hasn't atoned for that. And until he does, Nah, I'm not rocking with that. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Kevin Hart, because that was one of those things. It's so funny. Like, look, no hate on Kevin Hart. He's immensely talented, great businessman. Happy to work with him at some point. But that whole situation was straight up ridiculous, because now you said that the opportunity was taken away from him. Let's be clear. He dropped out when the Academy asked him to apologize for former comments, like in a stand-up when he talked about if his kid came out gay, he'd like kick the beat the shit out of him, basically. And when he clapped back at someone making a comment about him equating the person being gay as having AIDS. So, you know, these are very not only extreme comments that, you know, the former could be attributed to just being part of his stand-up, but also these comments are realities for so many, you know, people in the gay, lesbian, trans community that they're terrified to tell their parents because they're worried about not only being disowned, but getting the shit kicked out of them. So a lot of insensitive comments, which once again, yes, they were in the past. But the Academy asked him, can you please just apologize, issue a statement? We want you as host. And he said, nah. And he backed out. And then he went on this publicity tour of this revisionist history that he was trying to write, where he's like, well, I'm just tired of apologizing. I'm not going to apologize anymore. To which a lot of people like myself said, well, can you at least apologize once? Because you haven't. There is no... You look back and there's no documentation of him ever issuing an apology. So while, like you said, I understand it was years previous, and yes, people can change. Show me the change. Where was the change? Where's the apology? Like, where is this? Where is this? What is this? You know, victimizing myself, like I'm the victim. Nothing's good enough for people. And it's like, well, before you can, I understand, like my episode, sometimes nothing is good enough for people. But in order for you to have validity to that comment, you got to do something first. You have to show, like you talked about, you have to show that you are that different person that made those comments. You have to show that you're more tolerant and you don't actually believe that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You know, it just, it, like, look at what happened with Nick Cannon. Luckily, he was able to get uncanceled after his comment saying, you know, black people are the true Jewish people, and his crazy comments that, you know, it, luckily he apologized and also worked with Jewish leaders to, you know, educate himself. And I'm glad that he did, because there, and I'm glad that he spoke about it, because when that happened and when he got wild and out and things taken away from him, there were a lot of people online saying, well, why are you doing that? He's not wrong. And that should be alarm bells that, like, this is why it's important to have that open dialogue. And kind of like with my podcast episode about the cancel culture Avengers Endgame, you know, I wish, I mean, I got, you know, I can be halfway suspend Whoopi, because that was absolutely a very culturally insensitive comment that she made and insisted on, like she argued back with people about that, but maybe have the education, maybe have that as an episode of The View where she's on there and then suspend her or something, or maybe even have it when she comes back. Once again, I don't watch her, so I don't know if she's back at this point, probably by the time people listen to this, but have those open conversations because she's not alone in those comments. She's not alone in that misconception. And, you know, I mean, it's not even hard. Like, there are so many people who have education about the Holocaust, and it's like, well, whether or not they're a race, you know, sure, we can have a discussion about that, but how about for the Holocaust? How about we look at what the Nazis considered the Jewish people? Oh, they considered them a race and they wanted them exterminated? Okay, well, that's kind of the end of that discussion. And let's talk about that, because whether or not we can debate it present day, for the Holocaust, let's look at the people who are committing genocide and see what they considered the people who they were committing genocide on. So I think you're absolutely correct that if these people are showing that they're learning, show us that they're different people. I mean, even we had that with Trump. I don't want to talk too much about him, but whenever there'd be past comments he made other than the excuse of locker room talk, you'd have a lot of people saying, yeah, he was different, especially in the conservative Christian world. They say, well, you know, he's atoned for all that and he's repented. It's like, where, when? I have never seen him admit he's wrong about literally anything in his life. Like, where are you coming up with this that he's repented? Because he's never said a word about it. I think that you're spot on. If you show that you're a different person and that you've learned from it, I still think there's going to be a lot of vocal people on social media that's just going to say burn this person at the stake or want them to crawl into a spider hole and die. But, you know, those people are
there's a lot less of them than people realize.
I agree.
You know, there's a lot less of them. There's a lot more of us who believe in rehabilitation.
Yeah.
I take it back to even a criminal. If a person makes a mistake to the point where they have to do prison time, they do their time. When their time is up, if they've shown that they have rehabilitated themselves and they got to go before a parole board and what have you, where all of that gets discussed. Since you've been in jail, what has happened? Who are you? How have you atoned for what you've done? Right? There's a process there. And then ultimately, if they feel this person is safe to be released, they get released. Listen, it's not for me to continue to condemn that person. They paid their debt, right? So there's something to that. And I feel like a lot of times people are so high and mighty that they miss that part. Wouldn't you want to be treated that way if you were on the other side of this discussion? So there has to be something to that. You know what I mean? And I think that in society, all we want to do is punish and we want to hurt, but we don't realize is that really the way to treat a human being? Is that the end of the discussion? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And let me just say something about The View, because I'm very frustrated with the whole notion of that show, because you have a fantastic podcast here, Noah.
Thank you. I appreciate that coming from you, as do and, you. I love your show, so appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate that too. And we have created places where people can have open and honest dialogue, right? That doesn't mean that we're experts. It doesn't mean that we're always right, but that's the point. We're having open and honest dialogue. So ultimately, our audience, our guests, they're going to chime in and we're going to go back and forth. And again, we're going to learn from each other, right? I always thought The View was a television show about open and honest dialogue. People from different walks of life with different perspectives sharing information. And ultimately, when somebody is wrong or misguided about something, there is an expert on that panel who can step in and say, hey, by the way, you know what I mean? And redirect that person. Joy Behar is Jewish. That was an opportunity for her to correct Whoopi and for us to say, now look at that moment there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Did we have to go all the way to suspending Whoopi and all that? No, that should have been open and honest dialogue. An open and honest dialogue at times is very ignorant because you don't know what you don't know. And even when you think you know, you still don't know. When you have someone who is knowledgeable enough to correct you, now we're getting to the heart and the meat and potatoes of what it should look like. That show built itself as that. That's how they marketed that show for many years. So the fact that they devolved, and it really started with their conservative guests and their conservative hosts. Anytime the right winger would say something that was quote unquote offensive, suddenly we got to suspend this person. And the whole time, like, what's the young lady, God rest his soul, McCain's daughter?
Oh, Meghan McCain.
Meghan McCain, she was classic for that, which I think there was a little bit of pro wrestling involved there. I think that she was purposely saying crazy things to pop a rating, which it is what it is, right? But there were times when she would get suspended for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I'm sitting there and saying to myself, Noah, well, how the hell is she supposed to learn?
Mm-hmm.
You got enough people on that panel, enough brilliant people. And if you don't, you can bring in a guest host to correct what she's saying, so that the audience can learn something. This is how you deal with this type of issue when you encounter it. And this is how we move forward together. Once we put it on the table, we dissect it, we address it, then we move forward together. No, you said something I didn't like. You said something that offended me. You're suspended. And then when you come back, maybe you apologize, and then we pretend like it never happened again. How the hell is that advancement? That's not advancement. And I don't even think you can even change that person's perception on what they just talked about when you address it that way, which is basically to avoid addressing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, what happens, and this is exactly what happened with Meghan McCain, is all it does is push you even farther in your wing of politics. I mean, she quit The Bingo. View and now is contributing to a publication entity that's even more far, or like that's far right. That's even more extreme, because all it did was just shove her in that corner. And look, Barbara Walters created the show to do exactly what you said you were hoping that it would do. But then it started popping amazing ratings, got YouTube clips, all the stuff when you had Rosie O'Donnell and Elizabeth Hasselbeck going at each other. Now, all of a sudden, like, people could not get enough of this catty, almost like Real Housewives vibe of them just bickering and yelling at each other. And now it's just this polarizing show. And I mean, it polarizes on both ends, because you have the very, very people far on the right, and then you have the very, very left people. And it's now they're just squawking at each other. They're yelling and talking over each other. Joy tried to say something when Whoopi was talking, and Whoopi just cut her off and corrected her that it wasn't about race. It's like, you're going to say that to a Jewish lady, Whoopi? Like, that you're Jew-splaining to a Jewish person? Like, really?
And I'm laughing, and I want to make sure I make something clear. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That anyone would be so ignorant to think that they're going to, like you just said, you're going to Jew-splain to a Jewish person. Why would you ever think that you can do that? But I'm going to tell you something. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Whoopi Goldberg was 110% behind making sure that whoever the conservative was on that panel would be suspended for the nonsense that they would say.
Yeah.
So you look what happens with your cancel culture. Mm-hmm. Eventually it comes back and it bites you in the you know what. And for anyone listening right now, I want to make something clear. I'm a registered undeclared in Massachusetts, but I know one thing. I'm probably the most liberal person that I've ever encountered. You know, I don't just lean left, I'm left, but I'm also a realist. And I understand that just because I have my views that are described as being left-leaning or left, that doesn't mean I can't work together with everybody else,
yeah,
including people who may have strong fundamental differences, because we live in a society. So we got to find a way to coexist. And that means we got to have tough conversations. That means that we got to keep coming back to the table.
Yep.
And that just means like you, we got to find the places. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just like you, I'm a registered independent, have always been since I started voting, since I was legally allowed to. And I've said it in other podcasts and I'll say it here. I'm blocked by more liberals who I don't even know. Like there's been a couple of times where people have quote retweeted a liberal or somebody, and I look and I see that they have me blocked. And it's like, oh, okay, I don't ever remember talking to that person. But because I have no problem if I see something stupid on the left, I don't have this tribalistic instinct to defend them unconditionally. If I think what they're doing is bullshit, I will say so. Like, I am just over Gavin Newsom and him going to the playoffs game for the Rams without wearing a mask, but yet scolding all of us here in California. It's just like, dude, can you not run next time? Because, I mean, I with the whole recall effort, if he was recalled, we would have had a wackadoo far right guy named Larry Elder that was already playing Trump's whole like voter fraud bullshit weeks before, and that actually hurt him, luckily. But I'm just, if someone on the left is doing stuff that I think is awful, I'm gonna say something. I mean, once again, I'm independent, but you have these liberals who were annoyed that Trump supporters just would parrot everything Trump said and didn't think for themselves, but yet they're doing the same thing.
Same thing.
It's ridiculous. We need to work with people of, you know, of all leanings that are open. I had a conversation with Joe Walsh. That's probably one of my favorite podcast episodes I have done. And he was a Tea Party conservative. He still considered himself mostly conservative, but he broke away from Trump years ago. And it was a fantastic conversation. We even addressed at the beginning, we probably don't agree on a lot of issues, but the conversation was beautiful and just constructive and positive. And yeah, so you have to have those conversations. We don't, whether or not we like it, we don't have the luxury of just sticking with our quote unquote side. You know, we don't have a separate country for liberals and a separate country for conservatives, no matter how much each side of that would love that. We have to coexist. So let's get past our own ego and have those conversations.
And the irony of that is, when you think about what it's supposed to mean to be a liberal, that means you're supposed to be more open.
Yeah, I could tell you from way back in college when I would have conversations at lunch with the peace studies majors that sure as shit is not the case.
Yeah, that's a fact. I hear that. So I, you know, to bring it back to The View and Whoopi, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Yeah. And I think that if that show is not going to be what it presented itself as supposed to be, then what's the purpose of that show even existing? It's a mirage. Mm-hmm. It's not real. You know, it's like Fox News calling themselves fair and balanced.
No.
That's just not true, right? So when do we get to a point where we start holding all of these parties accountable because they have influence and people are paying attention to them? And the voices in the room that are extremists that say, hey, when you say something I don't like, we're shutting it all down. That's it. we don't want the discussion. You shouldn't have a plot. This is one of the things I get canceled for. People will literally say to me, why did you have so-and-so on your show? And I say, well, I wanted them to explain themselves in their own words. And we talked about this note.
Yeah, we talked about that on our episode.
Yeah. Hey, well, they don't deserve a platform. And it's like, well, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
What do you mean they don't deserve it? You don't want to hear directly from the source? Are you kidding me? But you want to hear from Tom, Joe, and who knows who with their opinion about the source? How does that make sense? I want to hear from the source. Like, what's the problem here? You know? Oh, so it's very strange where we are in society right now. And unfortunately, we're in a place where, because there's such a fracture and because there's so much us versus them, in these moments when we really need to be together, we can't even get that right. This whole COVID-19 stuff is a prime example of that. How the hell did you politicize that? Like, what are we doing?
Where there's a will, there's a way, my friend. We have found that we can politicize we can politicize a virus.
Yeah.
Like, we can politicize anything if we truly want to. And we politicize the concept that Black lives simply matter.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that's a radical concept. That's a political concept that's being banned in schools. I don't know if you listened to the episode that I just released yesterday about the Don't Say Gay bill
in Florida.
But like, there's even schools that are banning Black Lives Matter posters or anything because they don't want to promote anything political. Like, and when you're politicizing the concept of an ethnicity mattering, you done fucked up.
Yeah, you're way down the rabbit hole of nonsense once you start doing things like that. And it's scary because, you know, going back to COVID for a second, this thing is trying to attack all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't care if you're liberal, conservative, if you have blue hair, if you have purple hair, if you have no hair. It doesn't care, short, fat, whatever. It's trying to hit us all.
Yeah. It doesn't sort of get close to your nostril and be like, wait, are you liberal or conservative?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Right? I can proceed to infect you.
This is the closest thing we've ever had in modern times to an alien invasion. And I know that sounds crazy, but when we think about all these sci-fi things and we think about The Walking Dead and all that stuff, this is a prime example of if extraterrestrials were to touch down right now and attack us as a human race of people, right? We're going to go after these human beings. This is what we would do.
Yeah.
We would fall apart because, you know, COVID is a prime example of you should be able to unify, be able to say, yes, this thing is trying to attack us. We have to stop it. Let's do everything in our power to stop it. We can't even get that right. With the Black Lives Matter thing, lives matter, right? That's it. We can't even be cool about that. Why? Well, I don't believe in that. Wait a second. So you don't believe that Black lives matter? No, I think all lives matter. But aren't Black lives part of the all? Yeah, but it's not just about the Black lives. And it's like, well, no one is saying it's just about the Black lives. We're just saying that, you know, this portion of the lives matter. Reminding you, hey, we matter. If I say happy birthday to my mother, that doesn't mean I don't love my father.
All birthdays like, matter, Duke.
That's it. I need to get that right. I keep forgetting. All birthdays matter.
You shouldn't celebrate one person because then that isolates everyone else in the country.
Well, listen, Noah, like I always tell you, man, I'm going to get you canceled because how dare you have me on this show talking this stuff? Don't you know you're not supposed to do that? I'm a bad subject, man. Don't you know that?
Dude, I am not worried. I did an episode on replacement theory, okay? Yeah. If that didn't get me straight up canceled, I am Teflon at this point.
You're here for the long haul, brother, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, and kind of like to your point, I mean, we talked about it on the episode that you were on, but when it like we there's a difference between giving someone a platform to enable their rhetoric and giving them a platform for them to expose themselves. There's a fundamental difference. And the example Another example just in general that I give is I keep going back to Trump, but this matters. When Trump was elected, you had a lot of people on the far right, a lot of white supremacists, white nationalists, all these people who they thought this was their time to shine. Finally, one of us is in the office. He's saying all the right stuff. And you had Richard Spencer. You had the guy for, was it the Daily Storm, the online publication that sponsored the Charlottesville march. Where they're chanting Jews will not replace us and blood and soil. You had, you know, all these different people that finally were able to come out from the darkness where they've been operating. And when I looked up where all these people are now, it is very gratifying to see how just having that exposure and no longer operating in the dark caused all of them to freaking crash and burn. It's like if you take creepy crawly out from under a rock and put a microscope over them or a magnifying glass, that exposure is going to cause them to shrivel up and die. And that's what happens. They operate best in the shadows, but once they're exposed and allowed for people to actually hear what they have to say, that is their demise. Richard Spencer is bankrupt and divorced now. And guarantee, when Trump was elected and he had his meeting in Washington, D.C., shouting "Hail Trump" with frickin', you know, the Nazi salute, guaranteed he did not think within the next 4 years he was going to go bankrupt and lose his marriage. Guarantee he thought this was his time to shine. So we got to stop just forcing people like that into the shadows. And I mean, First Amendment's pretty important, but also it's beautiful because it allows people to have enough rope to hang themselves with. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather know what I'm dealing with than be blindsided, for
yep.
sure.
Yep, absolutely.
For sure. Just because somebody talks to you nice, that doesn't mean they're on your side either.
Exactly.
So you got
to
know
pay attention
difference.
To the words, you know? Instead of the tone of their
Imagine
voice.
That. I love it.
Well, Duke, thank you so much.
I always appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming on here. I love your thoughts on things. I will admit, I was the one saying, hey, like, I put out this episode about cancel culture and what people are hoping to come from it. And I wanted you to hear it because if anybody knows about cancel culture, it's the guy that, and you sold yourself short earlier. You said it's every other week, but don't sell yourself short. They try and cancel you every week. Okay, like, come on, man. Like, you're better than that. They absolutely try and cancel you once a week. But I really appreciate you being on the show.
I'll tell you, as usual. Let me tell you a quick one before I go.
Sure.
About that, because I literally just got canceled the other day. A young lady is accused of deceiving people. She's been asking people for money. She's a former pro wrestler. Says she's on hard times. So people have been giving her money, thinking that they're paying her bills and what have you. And they're accusing her of taking that money and living a lavish lifestyle with it. So I said, all right, well, let me talk to this person and find out if this is actually true, what she's been accused of. And maybe I'll have her on the show to, you know, tell her side of her position, because she was called out very publicly. Let me tell you something, bro. The fact that I was even entertaining the thought of having her on the show, I was called everything but a child of God.
Wow.
Okay. To the point where the heat was on me. It wasn't even on her anymore.
Wow.
It was on me.
Very benevolent of you to take the heat.
Well, it's silly. It's really silly because, again, and I want to close on this. We got to start treating human beings like human beings. And you know what? Whether I'm guilty or innocent, give me an opportunity to defend myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought that was what America, that's what separated us from everybody else. And that's not an endorsement to give somebody an open mic and say, okay, did you do it? They're saying this about you. What's your perspective? That's not an endorsement.
Yeah.
You're giving the person an opportunity to leave no doubt. There's no hearsay. Mm-hmm. There's no speculation. This is them in their own words. This is what they have to say. Now take that and compare it to the other notes and let's find the truth.
Yeah.
Imagine that, right? Duke Loves Wrestling, Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine yards. They also Tell Us the Truth. It's my other podcast where I deal with more serious topics like things that we discuss here on Noah's fantastic show. Check me out. You know, I appreciate everybody out there. Noah, again, is a guy that I think the world of, because this guy challenges me, makes me better, because he gets me thinking. And I love listening to your show because you have a way about you where you know how to evoke a response, and you're not doing it to play games either. You're trying to educate the masses out there and bring us closer together. So I appreciate you for doing that, Noah.
Thank you so much, man. That means more to me than you know, coming from you. So, and I will put all your information in the show notes so people can just go and click. It's the easiest / laziest, AKA my sort of thing, in order to get to you and to check out all of your stuff and follow your podcast. So thank you so much for being on the show, Duke.
Thank you, Noah.
All right, everybody, that was this week's episode of the Coffee Time Podcast with Noah Kinsey. So what did you think? Do you agree, disagree? Were there points I missed? Let me know what you think. In the show notes, there's links to all my social media accounts. Please comment, reply, message. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And make sure to become a member of my Patreon. It's at www.patreon.com/Noah Kinsey. There's a lot of exclusive content. It's just a great place with a lot of fun perks and some fantastic discussion.